job. That's some great.
Welcome to Portal Paranormal Talk Radio, your door to the spirit world. Here's your chance to talk ghosts, spirits, psychics, and everything paranormal. For more information, go to www.portaltalkradio.com. Now, Portal Paranormal Talk Radio brings you your hosts.
And welcome to Portal Paranormal Talk Radio. I'm your host, Tuesday Miles.
And I'm Angela Thomas.
Hello, Angela Thomas.
Hello, Tuesday Miles. How are you?
Oh, I'm just fine. Hello, Kimberly. Also, I'm getting a listener already saying hello back to us in the virtual auditorium at paltalk.com. Hello, Kimberly. Oh, how's your week going, Angela?
Absolutely busy.
I was wondering if you were going to lie or you were going to tell the truth
today. I was
today.
Going to use another adjective, but I decided against it.
Well, you know me. I don't pull no puns on that one. I say it like it is. Angela's a little bit more conservative than I am on things like that. Yes, I know. Hang in there, love. Just hang in there. That's all I can say to you is just hang in there. You know, this too shall pass. We all have these rough weeks. I'll tell you, it must be in the air.
I do believe it is in the air,
it's
and strongly. I almost thought, is this a Mercury in retrograde? But it's not yet, so.
It's more like Mercury in the pain in the butt.
I might find some kind of mountaintop to visit during that time.
Are you saying you're going to jump?
No, just to have a little peace of mind.
Oh,
you know.
There you go. Okay, that's better. Okay, I was thinking of the jump and roll. Yeah, you know, it's. The fact of it is I think that we've hit all, you know, the midsummer month, and for those of you who have had kids home during the summer that were kind of looking forward to them going back to school, you know, and the fact is they're starting school a little bit earlier. It used to be where they started school after Labor Day, and this year they're starting school before Labor Day.
You know, I don't understand that Tuesday unless, you know, each state is in the United States is requiring more and more school days. Of course, you know, we have people on the other side of the world listening who are still in their winter.
Oh,
so, you know, I don't know when their school breaks are over there or if they're in some sort of holiday season. But anyway, at least good skiing.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll give a shout out to the UK and the Aussie land over there and everybody else that's on that side. Thanks for tuning in to us. We get a lot of our listeners from that area. And it's always good to mention them out there. One of these days I'll get out there and be able to visit them. That would be something, wouldn't it, Angela?
Yes, absolutely. And I wanted to shout out to Aussie Chat Radio in Australia and to recognize those listeners and keep up your wonderful comments and your emails.
And I got something from our station manager that we need to tell them that they can listen to the Paranormal Radio Network simply by calling area code 711. Nope, scratch. They can simply, by simply calling area code 704-631-4060. That's area code 704-631-4060, and entering your four-digit station ID code, which is 2899. That's our station ID code. It's 2899. So there you go. I think we got that changed.
Well, now that is for UpSnap, and that is another, that is another avenue to listen to the Portal Talk Radio Show. Or rather, the Portal Paranormal Talk Radio Show.
Yeah.
We're mobile now, so for those of you that are interested in downloading the show, certainly call 704-631-4060 and station number 2899. And by doing so, there will not be a $1.99 charge per month. So thank you very much, UpSnap, for giving us that discount for our special listeners. So
oh, yeah.
You.
Hey, now. That was pretty cool.
Well, that was very kind of them, UpSnap, because, you know, there is $1.99 per month on their regular programming, but for Portal listeners, they have made an exception. So we certainly do appreciate them carrying the show.
Yes, we do. We very much appreciate them. That's pretty cool. Now, there's no excuse. If you can't sit in front of, you know, the Internet or you can't listen to us on 105.8, UPRN, New Orleans, then, and you're in your car, now you can tune in. So you have, you know, there's no excuse there. Don't miss the show.
You know, we just need a half hour just to recognize everyone. Fusion Broadcasting, you know, thank you very much. You know, we're just growing and growing, and Tuesday it's difficult to keep up, but we do appreciate everyone adding the programming and putting us on your calendar to listen. So
absolutely
wonderful.
And you know, Angela, I have to say, and I won't mention any other shows, but I notice a lot of copycatters out there that are really following our tracks.
Don't say that we're copycats.
Well, we're not a copycat. They are, because this
I know
the show has had with the amount of listeners that we bring in, and so they're really following our you know, what we're doing. And so you know, but that's okay. You know, there's room for everybody, and that's how I always take it out.
Well, yes, you know, it's nice to have competition out there, and certainly we like to work with other radio shows and see what everybody's doing and share information. So, but hopefully there won't be any copycats. They'll find their own unique format.
Yeah, well, you know how that goes. One person paves the road and the other one walks on it.
Oh, I love that statement. Can I borrow that
from
you, please?
Yeah, ooh, I got that. That was new, too. Where'd that come?
Goodness gracious.
That was a good one.
So how's the activity in your house today?
You know what? You know, I spoke with you. I had some relatives in from out of town last weekend, and I noticed that when they came, something came in the door with them, and I thought, that's weird, you know. And so, you know, being that the fact is that I am one of my relatives, you know, one of my parents that passed away a long time ago. But the fact is that my dad's still clearing out all the stuff from hers. And I believe that, you know, I really know that the fact is that she had followed him from where their house was to here, and it's from another state. And I have to tell you, Angela, I was going through all these clothes and everything, and I kept noticing the clothes moving constantly.
Mm.
And I'm thinking, okay, now this is the thing. She collected clothes. She was a clothes addict. I mean, talk about addiction. She had a clothes addiction. And I really, truly feel the fact is, Angela, she was very irritated about us getting rid of her clothes. Because these clothes were moving around, and I thought, well, you're looking at it, is that moving? And I'm
looking at it. Well, that might be her way of showing you, look, Tuesday, look at this gorgeous dress I bought.
Yeah.
You should put it in your closet.
Well, you know what, Angela, there was only one dress, and it was a dress that she wore back when I got married, and that tells you how old that was. A long time ago on it. But anyway, so, you know, who do we have on for our guest tonight, Angela?
Well, it is the renowned psychic medium Angelina Diana, and she is back by demand. And Angelina Diana not only is a tremendous psychic medium, but she also does a lot of work behind the scenes for the Forever Family Foundation, and that is located at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. And she is a board member there and helps them out quite a bit, and also gives grieving workshops, you know. And the Forever Family Foundation Tuesday started their organization to help those that are currently, you know, grieving for the loss of a loved one. And so they did start this national organization, and Angelina is very proactive with that. And she's also an author, and she has a new audio series out. So, you know, she's got her hands in everything. So we're looking forward to having her on the show tonight. And she's just a wealth of information.
Well, you know, the thing is with Angelina, you know, she does her own radio show. She does a lot of charity work, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's just awesome. The fact is that she organizes these events, and the proceeds that she makes from these events go straight to her charities. You know, and that's, you know, and is that her way of giving back? Well, she's giving back, you know, a lot more than she's receiving in. I mean, this is the fact that this woman does give to so many charities, and I have to commend her for doing that, because she really does do a wonderful job at making a difference in so many ways, not just in her psychic work and helping with people and the messages, but she gives back in the charity sense, too, where it's helping these organizations to, you know, help other people. So it's the seed that she plants that goes on it. And I just think that's pretty cool.
Oh, I agree with you there, Tuesday, because, you know, there's a lot of people that have their abilities that are developed, and they go out and they help other people. But to, you know, be able to utilize it behind the scenes and get involved with charities and organizations that are truly making a difference in this field, it's just very commendable.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with that, Angela.
Well, to learn more about Angelina Diana, please visit her website at Angelina, DianaDiana.com.
.com. I know she's got. I think she's on MySpace too. Also, you can go there and look her up on MySpace. Just punch in her name, and it should send you right to where she's at. And I've got a whole list of events here that she's going to be involved with coming up, and you can find that on her website. But she's got, you know, she does healing and meditation. She got cool chicks for charity. That's one of her. It's to benefit the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society.
Wow.
Validation seminar with Angelina. That's in October. She has the Basketball Hall of Fame fundraiser, which supports inner city programs for the kids. And KISS, the charity event, and that's for House for Battered Women. I mean, see what I mean by her giving back? I mean, she just, there's all kinds of different types of charities that she donates to in her events. So it's pretty cool. It really is pretty cool.
Well, wonderful. And if you need additional information about Angelina Diana, go to the PortalTalkRadio.com website, where you will find a number of facts about Angelina and press releases and any bit of information you ever wanted to know about Angelina.
Well, so since we're doing a little bit of announcements also, too, in October 24th to the 27th, there's a Paracon that's going to be located in Las Vegas, Nevada. You can check that out under paracom.com.
Mm-hmm.
And
are you not going to be a guest speaker there?
I am going to be. Well, see, I have been asked, and I'm still thinking about it. Probably yes. If the event needs to grow a little bit more, and we'll see how it goes from there. We'll see if we can get more people involved with it and some tickets to sell with it. And, you know, it's been successful in the past, but it just seems that there's so many different events everywhere that are we burned out on them, you know, or not. But the fact is, Vegas is, you know, I mean, it's a fun place to go. There is lots of ghost activity in Vegas, that's for darn sure. So, you know, this is the thing on it. I'll announce that probably next week to see whether or not for sure I am going to be there. But it's a good thought. You know, I'm thinking of it heavily.
Well, I happen to know quite a few people in Vegas, and I have to tell you, the Other LA, it's a company that offers PR services and entertainment management. What a terrific company, and what a terrific president of that company. So hopefully I'll be able to get out to Vegas and meet up with the Other LA.
Oh, that would be great, Angela. I have another announcement that I actually received today.
Really?
I got a call from Peter James' brother today.
Really? How's he doing?
And Peter James' book is going to be released in January.
Oh, that is terrific.
And the name of the book is Heaven, Can You Hear Me?
Oh.
And so this is just exciting. And then I guess on that note also, too, that the launch for his own personal website we're just going to start with that, actually. So everything that Peter's ever done, anything, all the investigations, all the TV shows, all the EVPs, everything that Peter has ever been involved with will be on this site for people to go in and surf around and sit there. You know, it will take you endless hours to go through everything, but it will all be included on this site. So we're going ahead and start with that on it, and that should be just a lot of fun. You know, it was one thing Peter really wanted to have done, and he tried over and over again to get one done, but it just seemed like things kept getting in his way, and he didn't feel good. And so this is an opportunity to get this finished.
You know, I really hope that, you know, the website that he has will also offer some video links to some of the programs that he did, some of the tours that he did for the Queen Mary, and some of the investigations that he did, especially
we won't even have to link
those
them.
Famous ones that hit
right.
National television.
We won't even have to link them, Angela. I've got all of them.
You do?
I do.
Well, then, good.
Do.
We need
to
add that link. Add that link.
Got that stuff.
I always like to watch paranormal investigations live or any sort of unusual event, but especially paranormal investigations. I know that Patrick Burns, a prior guest and, of course, a friend of yours, you know, has offered that before. Jeff Belanger also has some nice videos of his own investigations. So I think it's very important to see what's going on around the world, and we can't, you know, it's not realistic to say that we can fly to the UK to personally be there with an investigation, if they would even allow us, but it allows us to sit in the comfort of our own home and watch them do the work while we're just fascinated.
You know, you're right. It is, Angela. It's very interesting. I watch quite a bit of them, you know, actually when they do have them on. Sometimes I have to say it does get boring because, like, you know, you're just waiting for something to happen. And, of course, ghosts have their own timing and, you know, they do what they want to do. So,
well, you know, when you're watching a live paranormal investigation,
yeah,
or, as you know, you've done many of them, when you're actually doing it, it's not an edited version. You're really having to wait and go through there and go through the lights and, you know,
keep track of your bodily functions.
The batteries go dead and things of this nature. So it could literally take hours upon hours. But isn't it nice to have a television program where they've edited it all in 1 hour?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And there's been some bloopers, too, that I've seen, which I won't mention their name, but one of them accidentally, well, let's just say that he ate some beans for dinner.
I'm
walking through, and, you know, I mean, I'm not going to mention his name because I don't want to embarrass him, because the fact is it was so funny. And
okay,
something scared him, and the fact is that one bomb went off at the same time that he was scared.
Well, I think it's very easy to get scared on a paranormal investigation because until you know what's there, you know, it is rather intense.
That's true. You know, and we've got, you know, and there's a lot of guys, we have a lot of things, actually. We have Angelina Diana coming on in a few minutes, actually, in the bottom of the half of this hour. But, you know, there's a couple of things that I wanted to talk about, too. And I know that I had an inquiry, a question that was asked to me, that a person was seeing these little sparkles in front of them. It's almost like I'm taking it as little light sparkles. And the fact is this person works in the health industry, which takes care of people in, you know, I think it's rest homes it is. And you know, I really believe the fact is that people who take care of the elderly or people who take care of people who are sick, nurses, you know, people who work in the rest homes and stuff like that, you know, I truly believe there's angels around them that help these elderly people cross over. And the fact is that, you know, that they're working hand in hand with the people that actually work there. If they're going to let them know that there's help on the other side there for them to help these, you know, to even help these people who are the caretakers of them, you know, to cope with the loss of somebody who they've been taking care of for a long time, you know. But the fact of it is that, as she mentioned, that there was, this is not just in the workplace that she's seen this, that, you know, that in other places. And I just think it's just a reminder to let her know that there's spiritual help there for her.
Well, you know, funny that you should mention that, Tuesday, because I do have a friend of mine that is a owner of a personal care home. And she says, you know, every time I go in to bathe, I have nothing but little lights going off all around me. She said, what is that? What is that? But, you know, one of our visitors in a virtual auditorium that we also have on paltalk.com is saying that that could be Kundalini, and that her energy is rising.
Huh.
So isn't that something?
Well,
that's a good bit of information there, Kimber. Thank you very much.
Yeah, huh, that's interesting, too. Hey, you never know. And this is the thing about it. You know, if you got a question like this, and, you know, I can try to give you my opinion on it, but as I can give it over the radio, you know, this is where the fact is that we get others that have experienced the same thing. So, you know, let us know what you've experienced and what you think about it. And that is that, you know, I didn't ever think about that. To be honest, I never did. But I still will stick with what I said also, too. And I do believe the fact is that, you know, this person's such a caring person that she, you know, and the job that she does. And I have no doubt around her that she's got some spiritual help that's helping her in her job that she does on it. You know, and also, too, you know, whether our guides, I had a letter from somebody that was listening to the radio show about a guide and how they connected with their guide. And, you know, I just felt that it was really cool. I've got a couple of minutes, I can read it real quick. And she talks about, she was very skeptical about this, about the fact of meeting with a medium. She went to go see a medium. And she says this, and found that one of my guides that came through was named Layla. I never really thought about the name except for the association of Layla Ali, the daughter of great fighter Muhammad Ali. I thought, wow, what a pretty name. The medium went on to say how she was drawn in by her eyes and how memorizing they were. Long story short, I began to do research about spirit guides and master guides, all the while talking to Layla. So she decided that she was going to accept this guide in with her.
Mm-hmm.
Recently, in my continued searching for understanding, I found that guides can speak to you in many ways, including a song via radio. The night before last, I decided to do a meditation and talk to Layla and another spirit guide. I was told about, I think it's Suwil. It seemed that Layla came through more so than Suwil. So I was asking Layla some questions, and this is the guide she's talking to. like, how are you? Is this you? And then, and so next thing she knows, the neighbor's dogs bark, and then everything's silent. And I ask again, Layla, are you here? And again, the neighbor's dog barks. And being the funny person that I am, I began to ask questions again and again. And before I got the question out, the dog barks again. And for the rest of the night, I don't hear the dog again until the morning. So she's fast-forwarding to the next thing. My daughter and I are gone to a new salon. We were both kind of nervous about it because it was new. And we weren't really sure how things were going to turn out. No sooner than my daughter got into the chair, I sat down to be waited on. And what comes on the radio? Eric Clapton's Layla.
Oh, my goodness.
So she says, mind you, not only do I love the song, which Layla was the first Eric Clapton song I was introduced to, I had not heard the song in a very long time. She says, I sat there and chuckled to myself, thank you, Layla, for coming through, and that I knew she was there, even though I didn't ask if she was. So, you know, this is the fact is that when your guides are around you and they want to get, you know, they want to let you know, hey, you know, yep, that's me. You know, they're going to put certain things in your way to validate that, yes, that's true. It's just, you know, and it's so cool when it happens that way. It just is such an awesome feeling because it's like that light bulb goes off in your head going, oh, okay, you know.
Well, Tuesday, well, you explain to our listeners that are not aware of what guides are, like master guides, et cetera. Can you explain what a guide is?
Well, you know, see, Angela, here's the thing about it. Not everybody that believes in guides, but those of you who do, you know, we do have, it's almost like the fact is that when we, here on Earth, we die. The fact is that after going through lifespan after lifespan after lifespan after lifespan and really reaching a high, I would say, plateau of your understanding, of your spiritual mm-hmm. understanding in this world, you can come in and come back as a guide, which means is that it's you help that person in their spiritual path, in their learning path. They don't, they won't step in your way. They can't stop you from doing things, but they can kind of give you a warning out there, but they're really there to help support you and to help guide you, not to stop you from making mistakes, but to help you guide you through them, to help you learn and listen from them.
Right, and they give you quite a bit of information.
They can give you quite a bit of information. A lot of psychics rely on their guides to help them with the readings that they do. They really do rely on them a lot, and the fact is because the information that's coming through from them is so accurate.
Well, I have to tell you, I do work with guides, Tuesday, and I have a particular client that is just as wonderful as anything. And he always thanks my guides, and I always think that is, you know, to recognize the guides from somebody that has not experienced direct communication from his own guides, mm-hmm. I thought that was very, very nice. So I love working with the guides, but I have to tell you, Tuesday, years ago, I had no clue. I just had the ability, and I had no clue that there were such things as spirit guides. So when I first heard about them, I said, get out of town.
Yeah.
You've got to be kidding me. That can't be going on. But, of course, you know, I ate those words because now I work with them.
Well, you know, and not only that, too, Angela, because the fact is that, you know, when someone asks me, well, what does your guide say? I mean, what does your guide sound like? And I'm like, well, you know, is it a different tone of voice? Well, mine is a different tone of voice. It is. And he does call me by my first name. I don't address myself by my first name. But then I've had people also say this, well, isn't that a form of schizophrenia because you're hearing voices? Well, that's a good point there. I don't hear voices. I hear his. Mm. And he's not being derogatory towards me. He's not telling me to go out and kill people or hurt people or calling me names. He's very positive. You know, if it's not something that chatters in my head constantly, and it's almost that I approach him before he approaches me on it, and, you know, so there's just not that schizophrenia kind of way with this. It's not something that is, you know, mind you, if you look up the disease schizophrenia, you'll see the characteristics that have to go along with it, but I wasn't
well,
very
see,
comfortable.
Well, see, that's a Dr. Vernon Nepi question there.
Oh, that is. But I wasn't real comfortable with it at first either, because I wasn't sure, and here's the thing. About trusting your guide, because a lot of times the fact is that, you know, maybe that you're thinking that maybe this is your own voice changing, that, you know, that you're actually your own self that's giving you this information. So there's a lot of trust that needs to play into a part before you really do get to know your guide. Just
well, you know, I know from experience that, you know, when you first start hearing your guides, that you have to question, did I just lose my mind?
Yeah,
I really...
No kidding.
am I schizophrenic? Is there something mentally wrong with me? And of course, you always want to make sure that you do visit a trusted professional that, you know.
Absolutely.
Because there are still some medical professionals out there that discount any sort of psychic, clairvoyant, medium. They don't recognize it. They don't want to recognize it. And so, therefore, if you are claiming to be one, they may find you mentally ill.
And mind you, your guide will never tell you to do something that's horrible and will never say anything to you that's horrible and, you know, or give you that false information. So this, you know, if you're having a spirit, you think it's a guide that's telling you stuff that's just, you know, it's not right, then you know what, you need to
And you've got a negative messenger, right?
You do. It's really not a guide. It's just something that's actually not beneficial for you. It really isn't. So, Angela, on that note, we've got about 30 seconds left on it, and we're going to go to a short break, and when we come back, we will have our guest, Angela Diana. She is going to do some readings in the room tonight, so when we come back, we'll give you an 800 number that maybe you can call into and see how that works, and if not, you can join us on www.paltalk.com in the social
issues category.
Yeah, that's it.
Mm-hmm. And the Paranormal Radio Network.
You got it. That's it. Everybody stay tuned, and we'll be right back. This is Portal Paranormal Talk Radio, and I'm Tuesday Miles.
And I'm Angela Thomas.
Be right back.
Hi, Angelina. It's Angela.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Oh. Fine. How are you doing?
Good. I'm doing great.
Super.
Okay,
super.
So who's having the difficult day today?
Who's having the difficult day today?
Angela, is that you?
Yes.
You're making me crawl through my skin.
Yes.
That's not good.
I was thinking, you know, I called Angelina earlier just to confirm the number, and I thought, please don't let her be on to right now.
Why?
Don't let her be a psychic at the moment.
Aww.
Oh, goodness. Yeah.
Well, girl, after all the charities that you do, and I was looking at going through and looking at all the different ones, you know what, amen to you. I am so glad that God sent you down here.
Oh, that's mm-hmm. so sweet. Thank you. That's nice. It just seems, I don't know, I just started to do a couple, and then it's growing, you know, and I think it's a good thing. You know, and you can use the work to continue on good work, you know.
That's the sound of Saturn, so we're about to go back in just a moment.
And welcome back to Portal Paranormal Talk Radio. I'm Tuesday Miles.
And I'm Angela Thomas.
Okay, Angela, we're back. And guess who's on the phone with us today?
Oh, well, we have the world-renowned Angelina Diana. Angelina, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
Fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. You know, I have to kind of giggle a little bit because I'm not used to being referred to as the world-renowned. So I kind of have to giggle a little bit. And the only reason why that's kind of funny is, I appreciate it, and I'm kind of like blown away by it, but I kind of get a little tickled by it when a medium refers to themselves as world renowned, because...
Well, I know that it seems a bit, you know, if you were saying that yourself, Angelina, yes, I am a world renowned psychic, then it would naturally come off a bit, you know, egotistical. However, you know, I don't know if you keep up with your own reputation. Or if you keep up with the press releases or, you know, the stories and the comments out there about yourself. But your name is known all over the world now.
It is.
Well, I appreciate that.
And so, you know, you are a psychic that has had a lot of history, doing a lot of great work. And so, you know, people talk. And, you know, you're one of the best people out there
that we all
know of. Okay, I'm sure that there's a terrific psychic sitting on one corner of the world that none of us know about, but hopefully we'll get to know.
She's not just people. She's a very highly gifted people.
Well, the joke I usually make about that is when a medium refers to themselves as world-renowned, they're kind of shortchanging themselves because we actually reach beyond the world, right?
Ooh, very good, Angela.
Don't we normally communicate beyond world?
That's exactly what I was going to say. You're not only communicating and reaching this world, you're reaching the other world, the other side of the world.
Yeah, so we're kind of shortchanging ourselves. You know, we actually do reach deeper and further beyond that thanks to spirit. So,
well, you know, I asked that question when my gifts kind of opened up, where they kind of blew open on me. You know, I just got used to really this side of the world, and now you want me to learn a whole another world?
Yeah, it's true.
Where's the manual? How come we're not giving a manual on this?
I don't think we have a manual for anything, which that's what life's all about, right?
Mm-hmm.
We kind of create
our own life manual.
True.
Angelina, how long have you been professionally doing your psychic work?
Since 2002. But I've been studying probably a total of 10 years now on my own through a personal journey and slowly coming to the field. I say that because I'm not 20 years old anymore. I'll be like, you know, my early 40s this year. So so it's like it came late in life. And I find that happens a lot to people. And I appreciate the fact that this work came into my life. So about 10 years studying and professional since 2002.
Now, Angelina, you were in broadcasting before. What made you jump from your broadcasting career over to psychic work?
Well, believe it or not, it's not much of a leap. When you think of broadcasting, it's invisible radio waves traveling through the air. And when you're in radio versus TV, you don't get to see the people that you're interviewing, as you guys know. Mm-hmm. And you can sense energy. And what really brought it to light for me was a couple of things, a few events that happened where some of the morning guys were doing bits and they asked me once to be a phony psychic. Isn't that kind of intuitive of them? Because they spoke about psychic work, not the phony part, but the psychic part. And we did a little bit where they had a listener go on the air, and they said, okay, now read her. And I started to get information about her, not about her, but her two dogs. And I freaked out the guys in the studio. They're like, oh, my God, it's like you're accurate. And I go, yeah, like, oh, my God. And because I took it semi-serious. At that point, not so serious, because that was like in 1995 when that happened. And after that experience, I started to talk to myself and say, you know what? There's something to that. My grandmother used to read cards. What's this all about? And then all of a sudden, I got the responsibility of booking psychics and mediums for the radio show. Mm-hmm. So it's like one thing led to another, where I started to work with other psychics and mediums, interviewing them as a broadcaster, but on the sidelines asking them these questions. So it sparked, I think, my natural passion and something that I was meant to do, at least in this lifetime, which was work through spirit and energy.
Incredible story there. Angelina, you are now a radio host for Signs of Life radio show. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Oh, it's a fabulous show. It's connected to my pet charity, the Forever Family Foundation, which I do believe you've had them on your show.
I have. We
yes.
have. Bob and Fran.
Bob and Fran Ginsberg. It's a not-for-profit, which is growing in leaps and bounds. You want to talk about being world-renowned. They have membership all over the world. Where they bring together mediums and scientists. And they talk about not only the metaphysical aspects of mediumship, but really the scientific evidence or proof or data that's out there to provide evidence that there is life after death. There are many people out there that are very analytical-based and people who are spiritual-based. The foundation hopes to meld those two together, and they gave me the honor of helping them start the radio show. It's now in its second year. And they give me the honor of hosting it, and they host it along with me. So the three of us, every Thursday night, bring scientists, other mediums, interesting authors, very similar to what you guys do.
I often visit the foreverfamilyfoundation.org website.
Fabulous.
And I do look at some of the guests that you have on the show, and incredible, by the way. So, you know, we would love to be able to talk to some of those scientists as well.
It in. Are you saying that you would love to be on her show?
I didn't say that, but hey, you know, Tuesday and Angela could really, you know.
We're not scientists, are we?
Well, I got connections, though, so we'll see what we can work out.
There you go.
Oh,
there
right.
you go, Angelina.
Very well on that. You know, I want to ask you a couple of questions on your opinion on things, and I'm gonna put this in perspective on a natural disaster, or even like an airplane that goes down and there's a lot of passengers on it.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact is that whether you're shown this beforehand, or the fact is that we see this on the news. Do you get any of these, let's say, people who die from these big disasters visiting you for help, or do you get anything as far as messages from guides or from angels or whatever for your help for this?
Are you speaking after the event? Or
after
prior?
The event.
Well, I have to tell you, it's an interesting thing, and I think it happens to a lot of people, even if you're doing this work professionally or not. When there's a natural disaster like that, the first place you go to is right to your heart. And you think, what if that was one of my loved ones, or what if that was someone connected to me that I knew? And I think what happens to me is I feel a surge of energy of compassion and healing that I want to send out. And 9 times out of 10, I believe on some level it creates maybe someone who needs a message from that event to call me. And I know that sounds odd, but there have been many times that I've read people from unfortunate major disasters that have been in the news. I had an interesting, without mentioning any names to protect the client privacy, but I had this interesting thing where it was about 3.5 weeks ago I read this terrible boat accident that happened in upstate New York. And, you know, I don't go to Fishkill that often, but I do have clients there. And I said, my gosh, you know, I send love to that family and healing, and if there's any way that I can help, I'll be there. And wouldn't you know it, last night I ended up reading a friend whose, their friend's child died in that accident.
Oh, my goodness.
And the ironic thing was that their son had passed 2 weeks prior to that, and all that got validated in the reading. And it wasn't, see, I don't necessarily believe that, from my viewpoint, like when there's a major accident, I start connecting like right then and there. I believe, and this goes for anything that we do in our life, that if we feel compelled about something and we send back positivity and love, it somehow gets back to us. And when we do work that we do, a lot of people refer to our work as light workers or love workers. There's so many different type of names that describe who we are. We work with energy. And if we work with it with loving, positive light, working through the truth of who we are with the right intention, in time, when we have that negative moment on television going, oh my God, there were so many people that perished, we get the opportunity, if we send out the positivity, to bring healing to that. So that's how I feel it works, at least in the realm of what I've seen happen. I don't know necessarily if I would feel comfortable feeling like if I see the accident on TV and then all of a sudden I feel like I'm connecting right away without the validation.
Right,
I think
I
what
agree.
I'm connecting to is the loss. I'm connecting to the loss, going, oh my gosh, I feel compassion, you know, and then that compassion goes out in a positive way to bring healing, and then it comes, it's almost like their loved ones, the physical ones still living here, are attracted to that light to go, I need healing. That's kind of how I look at it.
That's a good point. It was very well said on that one. On it. Okay, I have one more quick question. I have noticed that at night when I'm doing my prayers and I'm, you know, speaking to my higher self, I get more activity around me. And I want to ask people out there, anybody else do your praying at nighttime? Because I have a thought about it. Well, it must be stirring something.
Well, I believe prayer is a very powerful form of meditation. Meditation comes in many levels and many different vibrations, from my viewpoint. Simple daydreaming is a form of meditation. How many times do we watch TV and we're in another zone, right?
Right.
And our head voice says, gee, did I turn the iron off downstairs? It's like, where did that thought come from? but I do believe that prayer, and the thing about prayer, and when you use the word prayer, the first people think about is a religion.
Mm-hmm.
And when you think of religion, it's a focused intention. Whether you're Buddhist, whether you're Catholic, whether you're Jewish, each prayer has a focused intention. And I think that's why prayer sometimes can be somewhat more powerful than, say, just a daydream. Because when people daydream, what do they daydream about? I want to win the lotto, right? Like, I want to win lotto.
Yeah, no,
I want to find Mr. Right. But I often ask my clients to really focus a daydream on how you doing today, you know, to your loved one. How are you doing today? I want to send you this. You know, do you have a message for me? Or if it's spiritual counseling I'm doing, have them create an intention in their daydream of where they can take something to another level to be more empowered in their life. So I believe prayer, why prayer sometimes evokes more, and I understand what you're saying, it evokes more of a connection or more validation around you at the time you're doing it.
Okay.
It's because prayer has a specific intention. You know, when you say
the
Our Father
or,
you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yes.
It's more specific. And I think the more specific we can be when we meditate or daydream, I believe the more information we'll receive.
Oh, I agree. In the virtual auditorium we have on Pal Talk here, it's like our chat room for us. getting a lot of validation. People are agreeing with you left and right in regarding that, absolutely on it. And you're right on that. You know, it just seems like whether I need to pick and choose my timing on it that way, because I have a tendency to stay away because I'm seeing all these beautiful, you know, energies that come around me, but I have to forget that it's night time for me.
Right. But you have to create the intention that it's time to go to sleep.
It's
and by the way, that happened the other night when we were on the phone. Remember when we spoke to each other the other day? It's like you gave me this beautiful reading, and it was like close to bedtime, I think.
Yes, know? It was.
Yeah, and so thank you for that, by the way.
You're welcome.
But if you think about the intention, you know, maybe your intention should be now Tuesday to, you know, now I'm doing my prayer to go to sleep.
Yes.
Or I'm doing my intention to get rest, because anything in the physical world that I need to take care of can't get solved overnight. You know,
right.
And then create an intention during the day to, okay, now spirits, you can talk to me. I'm awake.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
More intention.
That's very true on that. And it was so out of the blue because I kept hearing wedding bells around you. And,
yeah.
And, you know, and this is oddly enough, and I love it when things connect. It just flows. So simple, I think. And when the wedding bells, and it just, you know, it went on from that. And so the, you know, and this is what I love about it, too, and I want to ask you, real quickly on this, is that when spirit is talking with you and you're giving a message on this on it, where is the part where do you trust instantly on your messages on this? Because like people ask a lot of times, how do you trust?
Well, for me, I know that the purity of the first thing you get is what it's all about, and the more you spend time on it, sometimes it can bend into your own thoughts or your own point of view. But I truly believe that when spirit gives me something, or they're making me see, hear, feel, taste, or smell something, they're not just delivering it to me, they're also delivering it to the sitter or the client. And I know we hear this expression a lot, we're just like the radio, we just play back. But it's very true that we're picking up the radio waves or the spirit waves and then just broadcasting them to the sitter. That's why being a newscaster wasn't much of a jump. and the way that I feel is that if I get something and the sitter says no, I don't give up on it. And I'm not a bulldog. I'm not going to sit there and go, but I'm right, you're wrong. I say, hold on, give me a moment, let me ask spirit again. Maybe I got that wrong because I have the ability to see it wrong. And sometimes when we look at a sign or a message coming in from a medium's point of view, or even from a sitter's point of view, or someone who's grieving, the one thing that they send us might be, okay, well, that's like a dangling participle. That's how I think of it. It's just sitting out there. Doesn't mean anything to me or to the sitter. Doesn't mean anything to the sitter. But if the patient, if the medium is patient and says, okay, hold on, you're giving me that. Give me something else to add to it. Sometimes you can add a sound or a feeling to it, and then it adds up to a validation. So trust everything you get, but be patient in maybe putting the pieces together. Because sometimes you might see one thing, and the sitter's going, no, and you go, okay, hold on to that thought. Let me ask spirit to give me something else. And then add those two things together. Then all of a sudden, oh, I know who that J is now, or
right.
I know what that vacation was.
There you go, right.
And I think one of the most disappointing things for me when I see a medium worker, or when I get a reading, I get a reading maybe once a year, I'll go, because I want that experience. It's fascinating to me. I got one twice this year because of Tuesday. but I think one of the most disappointing things, I'm not going to say frustrating, is when a medium gets a no, and then they go in a totally different direction. They don't want to delve into, well, why is that a no? I got it from somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't come from me.
So
to me, I think my challenge when I work as a medium is to ask my guides, okay, I got a no there. Help me make it a yes. What's next? You know, where can I take my five psychic senses, or how can I use the chakras to bring those two things together to help me define the message clearer, or to make it clearer, not only for me as an instrument of spirit, but for the sitter, because that's our job. So we're that's what you guys know. That's what makes it an exciting field, is that it's never blasé. It's like you're always learning, you're always shaping, you're always forming a new way to communicate. So to me, I trust everything I get, but what I need to focus in on is, it's not about when the sitter says no. It's about, okay, think of a no as try again, rather than a no go in a different direction, because that's how I view it.
Angelina, can you explain to our listeners what a sitter is?
Oh, I'm sorry. A sitter is another term for someone who's getting a reading. Another term they use is a quarant or a seeker. These are terms that have been around for a long time, which describe someone who is seeking or sitting for a reading.
Thank you very much. Is there, Angelina, is there any tips or any points that you can give our listeners if they should seek a reading from a psychic? Is there any red flags that they should look for?
Yeah, there's quite a few, actually. If you go to my website, you can see I have a whole list there. I compiled that when I was a newscaster because I did notice the difference between maybe mediums or psychics that were really doing this work and working hard to be ethical, and then those that were not so ethical. But I think one of the major biggies is if you find yourself telling your whole life story before the reading even starts, and if the psychic or medium allows that, I think either the medium isn't that developed, or they're really trying to fish for information. They ask too many questions rather than saying, I see a blue car. They'll say, why do I see a car here? Or, do you have a car connection? And even though that's a mistake that even an ethical medium can make, I think when you make validating statements of energy of, I see a blue car here, it has to be connected. You know, and if
exactly.
The sitter says, you know,
exactly.
If the sitter
Angelina,
says,
you are the founder of Metaphysical Society of Ethics, Standards, and Practices. When did you start that organization?
It was probably, I think, 2004, actually. I actually posted it on my website. I have had that information probably for a good 10 years now, but I didn't know what to do with it. I had it in front of me. I used it for myself as a guide, but I didn't know what to do with it for the public. But it was really a guide that I first, like I said, compiled from my curiosity of why is it that medium A gets more information and I feel more comfortable when I interview them, but medium B seems a little off. And I would compile it, and then when I started to do practice readings just to see if what I learned would work on other people, and people started to ask for more readings, and I said, oh my goodness, I guess I have to really, you know, do this the right way. I went back to my notes and I went, oh my God, this is a great guideline. This is a wonderful guideline, a wealth of information for me to use to help me to shape the way that I'd like to do a reading for someone.
Okay, let me ask you this, because I want to make sure that if it's one of us. Are you, Angelina, are you beeping?
No.
Are you Angelina?
I'm not beeping.
You're not, so your phone's not, your chin's not hitting any keypad?
No.
Okay, we're getting beeps in the
wow.
phone, which is weird because I don't have no keypad near me that could beep.
Does it
Angela?
Sound like? Does
no,
it sound like
no,
Morse
sorry,
code? Does it sound like Morse code?
Well, it's just a beep, but what we'll have to do is you know, keep track of it in time to see what the timing is that it's showing me.
So I think Angelina's asking, does it sound like Morse code?
No, just,
because
just,
it could be something else.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, it's just like this. That's what it's doing.
Oh, no.
But it's not doing it, you know, I want to make sure to see where, you know, because I noticed that there's a certain time.
Because I've not heard it at all until you just did it right there Tuesday.
Okay, okay, yeah, I'm hearing it. Angela's hearing it, too. Oh, you're not hearing it?
Not at all. No. Nope.
Yeah, this is not the first time we've had, actually.
Well, it's actually probably our
little activity.
You know, fans in spirit now that are trying to go along with the conversation.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
It does make sense.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you heard all the beeps. There's all the virtual auditoriums in. They hear the beeps too on it. But
wow.
So it seems that it's landed. I'm going to check the time on it, see what time it is on it when it lands. sometimes they think it's significant that they show us the clock, and sometimes the timing on it is significant and just the numbers.
So, Angelina, going back to the Metaphysical Society of Ethics, Standards, and Practices, can our listeners find that information on AngelinaDiana.com?
Yes, they can. It's actually right on the front page. If
Wonderful.
They scroll down on the right-hand side, they'll
Wonderful.
See columns of information. They can find it all there.
So, you know, we really want to encourage you to go to AngelinaDiana.com so that you can look at the guidelines. There are a lot of, psychics out there that are excellent, but then there are a few that are not. So we certainly want you to get the best service by the most credible person that you can get session with.
Is it a place of practice if there's a complaint they need to file? Can I do that there?
Actually, I don't have the capacity to do that. I really wrestled with that Tuesday because, although it's interesting that when I do get questions about it, the biggest question I get is, I sat with a psychic. She told me I was cursed, and then she wanted $500 to remove it, and my first inclination was, give me that psychic's name.
I know, I do the same thing,
I
too.
Wanna, so there are times, it probably happened about a half dozen times in my career,
okay,
where I actually called them up.
Let's hold, did it beep in on it, just did it beep again. Let's hold that thought because we've got to
really?
Go to a break, and we'll be back in a few minutes to
listen
to Portal Paranormal Talk Radio.
Huh.
And we'll be right back. Matt, did it?
There was another beep.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I'm nowhere near my thing where I could hang anything up, so I know it's not me.
Are you sure it's not on Joe's side?
Oh, I asked him.
Huh.
You did ask him?
Yeah, I did ask him.
Wow.
Well, see, I know that I have a dedicated line in the office, so I don't have any other.
It's the top of the hour in Paranormal Talk Radio with your hosts, Tuesday Miles and Angela Thomas, will return in just a few moments. Go to www.portaltalkradio.com. Portal Paranormal Talk Radio, your show that allows you to talk about ghosts, ghost hunting, spirits, mediumship, and paranormal research. Everything paranormal on Portal Paranormal Talk Radio. Listening to the Paranormal Radio Network.
And welcome back. Thanks for staying tuned. You're listening to Portal Paranormal Talk Radio with your host, Tuesday Miles.
And I'm Angela Thomas.
And joining us today is Angelina Diana. You know, that just smoothly just falls right off of your mouth. I love that name. Who gave you that name?
Well, my mom.
Your mom did?
Yeah, it was actually after my grandmother on my dad's side. So she actually, my first name is my grandmother on my father's side, and my middle name is a derivative of my mother's mother. So my full name is Angelina Geneva Diana.
Oh, beautiful name.
Thank you.
Well, you can
thank
like
Joyce
poetry.
For that.
Thank
Joyce for that.
I agree.
Since that's my mom for you. She was really very poetic that way. So
it makes me smile when I think of it.
And so we are continuing to hear these weird beeps. Angelina is not hearing them. Me and Angela are. And it seems that the beep is hitting on the number 7, and I got 7-7. Do you think that spirit communicates with us in significant ways? The fact is that, like, if somebody's waking up each night at the same time, or, for instance, the numbers that it's showing us, do you think that they communicate with us also that way?
Oh, absolutely. But I think also we can create a communication with them with the numbers. So we have to kind of notice that when we latch onto a number, they can bring it back as a signal to say, yes, I know you know I'm connecting to you that way. So sometimes we have to really look at the intention we send out. I do believe that spirit, and I studied numerology, basic numerology, so because I have that frame of reference, I find my mother uses it a lot. But if I didn't have that frame of reference, I think on some level, numbers would mean something different for me, so she wouldn't be able to send out that line, so to speak, so that I would understand it. But I do believe that spirit does have the ability to float on the vibration of numbers, because all numbers do have a vibration. 1 through 9 has specific meanings and vibrational energy, and I believe that spirit does float on that. What I mean by that is if they can get a chance to take a ride on a number that I understand, I believe that they'll use it to send communication. So yes, absolutely, spirit does communicate with numbers.
And what other ways, Angelina, do spirits commonly communicate with their loved ones?
Well, there's many ways. I think there are internal messages and external messages. One thing I do when I do a session with a client is I take time in the beginning of the session to explain how I work, because my hope is that they'll walk away being empowered and recognize something similar that maybe they had happened to them that they maybe doubted. You know, I think one thing that a sitter always does or a client would do is they maybe get psychic information or mediumistic information and they go, nah, that's too easy, or nah, that can't be it.
Exactly.
But if I explain internally how I work, I happen to use the 5 psychic senses and my chakras, and if I explain to them how I work, then they walk out of there having an internal message from within their psychic instrument or their psychic being, then they will feel connected to their loved ones. I do believe that the other side also communicates externally, meaning they could make something move. They could play with your keys, you know. 1 second, where are my keys? And then you look, boom, there they are, and they weren't there 2 seconds ago. How many times has that happened where spirit has moved something?
Oh, yes.
We've been hearing beeps all night long. They're playing with the phone lines on some level. They can, I believe, do transfiguration, where you could be out in public, and all of a sudden you'll look at someone, and they'll look like your loved one, and you'll turn away and look again, and that same person doesn't quite look like them again. So I believe that they can actually physically transfigure or impose their facial features on them, on someone around you, so that you know that they're there. So there's
really?
Physical,
that's very
absolutely.
Interesting.
Absolutely.
That would spook me.
It's actually,
yes, that's known also as an energy overlay. Is that correct, Angelina?
Correct. Yeah, correct. It's actually a form of physical mediumship. A lot of the spiritualist churches are very familiar with that. And it wasn't until I actually saw a fabulous medium in England, Anne Burbridge, actually do transfiguration in a deep trance. So I'm very skeptical. I mean, I have to really, really sink my teeth into it and see if it's real. And this medium did some transfiguration where her face changed, and I was blown away. And I'd had, prior to seeing this medium work, I had one experience where I was driving from Long Island back to Connecticut. It's a trek I do every week, every 3 weeks out of the month. And I stopped into a McDonald's to use the restroom, and when I came out, a woman was sitting in the chair, and she looked just like my mother.
Wow.
And I'm looking at her, and I, like, look down, because I think I'm ready to cry. I look up again. She wasn't my mom. It's like, I'm like, okay, Mom, I get it. You know, and just before that, I was in the car talking to her, so I'm like, okay, I get it. All right, you're here. You're with me now. You know, and then I saw the England thing, and I was like, oh, my gosh, okay, transfiguration. But the spiritualist churches use it as a form of physical mediumship, and I personally believe in it because I've seen it.
Well, you know, I have met Anne. I met her in May, and she is quite a wonderful medium.
Oh, she's fabulous.
And I also saw John Edward actually give Anne a reading, you know, how he does his demos.
Sure.
And it was absolutely amazing. He did bring through her mother, so
that's
I think
fabulous.
That she was quite taken back.
You know, it's really good.
But it was wonderful to look at her face while he was delivering the messages.
Oh, I know. I've seen her be read before. And what's neat about Anne is that she doesn't have an ego, and she really works with spirit for the intention of just working with spirit. And it's so nice when the medium that works so hard gets a message.
Oh, absolutely.
So that's fabulous.
Angelina, I want to jump over to, we're talking about energy. You have now released an audio series called The Energy Person.
Mm-hmm.
Is that dedicated to individuals that want to professionally or individually develop their abilities?
Well, it's actually a mixture of things. The actual release date of that is in October. I'm actually filming. There's now going to be a video version that's going to be part of that. And I'm filming the last one on August 24th, which is my healing meditation and connection class. And it's actually for anyone who feels like they want to work with energy on any level, whether it is you're someone who's grieving and you want to understand the energy person, how to access it, how to go from within and splay that energy out so that you can make the connections you want to the other side. It's also for someone who is curious about psychic work and how to work with the baseline energy of that. It's also for someone who's gone through losses in their life. I often say it's very difficult to lose someone when they've crossed over. But breakups, friendships that you lose, jobs that you lose, those are a grieving process as well, loss as well. And if we can learn to connect to why we went through that, go within, and then bring our physical body to another level of empowerment so we can live the life that we're supposed to, I believe that's why we're here, and I believe that understanding the energy person first can be the guide to do that for you. So, and even if you're a professional, I feel, you know, I love going to other courses of other mediums and other teachers because I feel you always can walk away with a new perspective on something or perspective on something.
Right.
So to me, the more we all share about this work, I think the richer and more enriched, I should say, we will be as we go through this process. So I think it's for everyone.
Well, it sounds like astounding work. Where can I get my copy?
In October, but you know what? I'll give you guys copies. You don't have to. You don't have to wait. The like I said, the last portion is being filmed on the 24th in Connecticut, and the editing process begins in September. And the audio version is already done, and the video version will be completed. And I'm hoping to have a little launch party in October. So I can't wait because it's
well,
been something.
Well, congratulations, Angelina.
Thank you. I'm hopeful that it will bring a sense of community for everyone. So I would love to see you guys come out with an audio series. I'd love to see my colleagues come out.
Absolutely.
I think it's so
we would love to do that as well. Angelina, we can go to angelinadiana.com when it is released.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, is the audio available right now for anyone who wishes to order it?
No, not yet.
Okay, in October.
Yeah, in October, because I want to give people the different versions with what's comfortable for them, but they are two different themes connected to it. The audio version itself is a companion to the video version, but the audio version includes personal stories about my journey and how I started out and how the work came into my life, and then it includes also some of the theory in it. Because I feel like, I mean, I'm sure you guys would agree that when you have a client sitting across from you and they have that, like, glazed look over their eye, like, oh, my God, you're a medium, you're psychic, it's like the first thing I want to do is go, so are you. You know,
exactly.
It's okay. You know, I'm no higher on the energy totem pole than you. Trust me. You know, it's not, trust me on that. And I think that if they see the journey or understand it and hear some of the stories I've learned along the way, my hope is that, and on my website I say, together in the journey, you know, because I feel that that's how I want them to feel. We're together in it. You know, I'm not ahead of you. We're together in it. And if you see the journey that I've taken, my hope is that you'll find something in common with it and be able to run with it. And whatever your passion is, you'll be able to take it to another level. I mean, empowerment is a beautiful thing. We're all born with it. We lose it because of the physical world, and my hope is that people will grab onto it for themselves so they live the best life that they can. That's my hope.
So that is The Energy Person by Angelina Diana, due out in October.
Yep.
So that is absolutely wonderful. Angelina, do you find that many of your colleagues think like you do, or are you the one showing everyone the way, you know, coming together in a non-competitive way?
Well, I know you two certainly do, and I'm so glad that our energies have met, and I feel very blessed to meet wonderful mediums every day. The Forever Family Foundation has wonderful certified mediums that have that non-competitive attitude. I feel very fortunate to be among their energy. I don't really feel like I'm leading the way, although I do believe it's a passion of mine. If that's the way you'd like to describe it, it's certainly one of my number one, if not the number one passion I have, to hopefully be more sharing and open about the work and not feel like, well, this is only my work. It's our work.
It is.
And it truly is. And,
it is.
And
it really is.
I've unfortunately met very some egotistical competitive mediums, and it's sad to me. I don't understand where it comes from. I don't feel comfortable in it, and I hope on some level the fact that, you know, if our paths had crossed, that we helped each other to understand that. So it is a passion of mine. I think there's a lot of other mediums out there that are leading the way.
Always felt that these gifts really don't belong to us. It belongs to everybody.
It really does. It absolutely does. You know, you look at some of the very well-known mediums out there. I mean, you mentioned John Edward earlier. You know,
yes.
He had an audio series tape that was sent to me by his office back in 2001. I interviewed him and had a chance to spend some time on the phone with him, and then his assistant, she sent me all of his stuff, and his audio series, you know, if anyone wants one, they got to go to his website, because it is a good, it's an excellent audio series on the theory, and he talks about the, you know, how there's no place for ego or competition, and it's very true. So I'm certainly not leading the way. I think he did that audio series in 1995 or something, you know,
right.
but it's very true, and I think that we as workers of light have to keep that message going and going and going and going, so that, you know, 100 years from now, maybe we'll be in a place where we all walk around with the intention that is working towards the highest good.
One can hope and have faith towards that.
Yeah, I hope so.
Do you feel up to doing a couple readings?
Sure, I'd love to.
Okay, we have actually there's two people that we'll just take. They have their hands up, and one's Grace. And what would you need for them? Because they'll come onto the mic and say hello. Is there a question that you want them to ask?
No, I just need to hear their voice, and I'm good.
Okay. All right, on it. Diamond will get right back to you on that, so don't leave nowhere. Grace, Joe's going to drop the mic. If you could grab the mic and say hello to Angelina, please. She dropped the mic. Try it again, Grace. Speak loud and clear. Didn't hear.
Well, while Grace is getting her mic up and ready and working, let's go ahead and try Diamond.
Yeah, Grace, we couldn't hear nothing from you. See if our audio is good.
Diana.
Hi, Angelina. Can
anybody hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
You can hear? Okay.
Yeah, I can hear. Is this Diamond? Is this Diamond or Grace?
That was Diamond.
That was Diamond. Okay. Because I think I'm also connecting to Grace, but
okay.
That's okay. I'll start with Diamond. I feel a father figure or a male figure on Dad's side of the family coming through. I feel like in a huge way he's coming through to bring her strength. So I feel like Diamond needs strength right now, and it feels very much connected to a health issue or dealing with the fact that someone passed him a health issue and she doesn't feel connected to them. He's saying, we're connected. I need to let you know I'm okay. He makes me feel like in a huge way he passed from a heart issue or heart disease. I feel like 1, 2, 3, I'm here and gone. But he's got a very interesting energy. I see him on a big easy chair with cats around him. So there's an element of healing animals or having cats around them. I don't know if Diamond can give you any validation on that, but that's what I'm feeling. And I also feel like on some level, she's trying to bring herself to a new place in her life. And she needs this male to say help, or she's saying, help, I need your help. And he's saying, I'm here to help you. To me, it feels very much connected to finances and bringing her foundation to another level. So I'm thinking that if this is for Diamond, she wants to either change, shift, or move something within her foundation. And I know we're all dealing with financial issues right now, but I think she's got a deeper issue going on, and she's looking for a new path to bring more finances into her life. So that's what I'm feeling from that man. He's also making me feel like I want to cough. My throat almost feels closed or congested. When that happens, it usually means they were intubated or something's going on with the throat area and I need oxygen. I also want to reference the name like Maureen. M-A-U-R is what I'm getting connected. Maury, I don't know what that is, but that's what I'm hearing connected to that. And also, I have to ask her if she has the book from this person. I'm not supposed to ask a question, but he's asking her that. Do you have my book? What'd you do with my book? So to me, I interpret that as she either lost the book, she's looking for it, or she just thought of it, and she's wondering where it is. So
it's Maura. Maura is actually a friend's daughter.
Okay. So what I want to honor is he's asking her, where's my book? Did you lose my book? So it's not like I'm asking the question. He's asking the question. So I don't know if that's something that happened prior to its passing or if he's asking her now and on her mind she's like, I wonder where his books are. He knows she's thinking that, and I feel like there's an individual that's interesting. I'm seeing a book that looks like it looks like a wafer in it. So I don't know if he put like communion in it, or if there's like that, you know, that frosty white paper that goes over a Bible sometimes,
uh-huh.
You know, and then you see writing underneath it. He's showing me that, and he's opening it up. But I'm also tasting communion. So I don't know if the book is the Bible. I think he's filling in the blanks for me to make it easier for me. Diamond must be a writer because he's showing me the quill. When I get the quill, I don't always get like set signs, but something about the quill and writing connected to that.
Carmen, do you understand that? Give us some feedback, so. Yes.
Okay. So I feel like in a huge way, he knows the writing, he knows what's going on, he wants to give her strength, and as he's doing all this, he's got the cats around him. So I don't know why he keeps on showing me the cats, but he's got them. And what's interesting about his physique is that he comes across as a big, burly man, or like a manly man, but he's petting the cats. So he's got this unique energy of feeling strong on the outside, but feeling the tender heart of the cat around him, or the cats. And to me, this is his way of saying to Diamond, I'm strong now. Please know I'm strong now, and I'm just enjoying myself with the animals. I hope that makes sense and brings her comfort.
Diamond, do you understand all of that?
Yes, he does.
Good. So I wish her the best. Can I have the first person's name again? Grace, was it?
Grace, uh-huh.
Okay, is there a way that I can complete a reading for her and you can get validation?
Yes, you can. Would you like her to come back up to the mic again for a minute?
She can, but I already feel a lady here connected to her.
Okay.
So I'd like to honor her because she's patiently waiting, and I feel like she actually made the mic not work so that this man can step forward, because this is who this woman was in life. Very generous, very forthcoming, and no, that's okay, he can go first. That's what she just said to me. So I feel like for Grace, there has to be a mother figure passed for her. It's either mom or mom's mom that's coming through. And what's interesting is she's talking about the school teacher, the person who taught, or the person who was very brave or taught every day. And when I think of teachers, I generally don't always think of bravery next to it. So that's a very unique reference that I'm getting, someone who is brave and a teacher connected to Grace. And teaching, too, in my frame of reference, could be the soul group that they're in. There are four soul groups: teachers, philosophers, fighters, and healers. And I really feel like when you're teaching soul, you lived a very, very difficult life, up and down, an example for others. This female is coming across like this, saying Grace is the same way. She's the same way. She's either teaching now or she's in teaching mode, going in an up and down kind of energy. So I hope she can validate that, because this female coming through is making me really feel that.
She's saying absolutely yes, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Now I have to honor what feels like a blackness of the chest and also a walking problem connected to that. When I get blackness of the chest, sometimes it's like an emphysema or a lung issue, and I'm actually feeling the tightness in the back, in my back, which to me means lungs. And also a dry throat. It's different than the constriction that I was feeling with the first male. This is definitely what feels like a tightness in the back of my back. That usually means lung infection, lung problems, and I definitely want to cough. But it feels like a dry cough to me. So again, I want to honor what feels like the lung issue connected to that. There's something very specific about her walk. And what she does for me, and I don't know what this is, I don't have any frame of reference for this, she keeps on hopping on one foot and then hops on 2 feet and then hops on 1 foot and then hops on 2 feet. The only frame of reference I have to that is hopscotch. I don't know about you girls, but I'm seeing what looks like you're doing hopscotch, and I don't have any frame of reference for that, but I want to honor it in case it makes sense to her. And Grace also has what feels like movement or strength towards a romantic figure.
Mm.
So I feel like there's going to be an intensity. This is psychic. This is different. It's not coming, although I feel the female saying she went through the same thing. Okay, hold on. I got two things going on, psychic and mediumship. Let me try to decipher this. I need to know if Grace can validate that this female went through a romantic bump in life, because this female is making me feel like she did, and that now Grace is going through what feels like a slight separation from a romantic figure and wanting to get closer to them.
Do you understand that, Grace?
Well, she has validated all the way through, and I know that she'll want to validate that by voice in just a moment.
She wishes that she was in a romantic relationship. So, Grace, does that mean that you never had one? But do you have somebody that you have feelings towards, Grace? Yes. Okay. What that was. Okay.
Okay. Now, what I want to honor that, because to me it makes me feel like she's going through the same thing as this romantic figure went through. So I hope on some level that makes sense.
Okay.
But psychically, which is separate from mediumship, I feel like there is going to be a romantic push and pull, yin and yang, coming up for her. I almost feel like it's either going to be connected to this teaching, this schooling. The teaching education thing won't go away with her. So can you please ask her yes or no? Is she going to school, or is there a teaching reference for her?
Grace, can you comment on that?
Yes, she is going back to school.
Okay, so that's the education teaching thing that by the way, this mother-like figure validated in the beginning, and now I'm feeling it psychically too. So it's what I call like psychic mediumship happening both at the same time, spirits cooperating and helping. But I'm also feeling it in her auric field, so I want to be ethical about that I'm getting it too. But what's interesting about this is I'm also sensing, and Grace, I want you to be very much aware of November, December coming up for you. I feel like there's going to be, I'll call it a bump in the road. It's not negative. It's a choice. And sometimes we look at choices or bumps in the road as negative. I look at them as positive because it's going to give you the strength by January to balance what feels like romance and school, romance and school. Psychically, I feel like in the past, I know you said no romance or there wasn't romance or there isn't romance now. I didn't quite get the answer back, but I have to honor. I feel like in the past, there have been attempts for romance or there's been this feeling or this sense like, forlorn, I want to get together with someone, and you got disappointed. So what you're doing is you're building up a base fear about romance before one's even come into your life. And I want to remove that for you. And the test is going to come for you around November, December, where there's going to be this opportunity to grow a bit in school, but there's going to be someone you're interested in. And it's going to teach you how to balance work and play. So that by January, February, I'm really feeling this ability to feel your empowerment, meaning the past isn't going to haunt you anymore. You're not going to feel like, well, I can't balance both, and it's just going to end up being I'm lonely and I don't have anyone. That's the head talk I feel that you're going through. And I really feel like in a huge way by January things are going to smooth out. So take a deep breath. Please know that this female figure is coming through to support you in that, and I feel like in a huge, 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 huge way, she's either Grace as well, or there's a Grace with her on the other side, because I'm getting and feeling Grace on the other side. So I don't know if she could validate that, but just know in a huge way this female is bringing that person through, or that's her, and I hope this was helpful for her.
She was saying that the busiest time for her is in that November, December area, which puts her really off balance.
Yeah, so that makes sense.
And stuff, and so, you know, and she just validated the fact that she has been in a relationship a very long time ago on it. Very good on that. Absolutely great. Grace, you want to come up to the mic and say anything to Angelina? That's a good reading. So she comes back.
And how wonderful. Because she was validating everything that you were saying, Angelina.
Okay.
And, of course, you know, we have listeners all over the world that listen to the program in different ways, but we also have a virtual auditorium on Pal Talk.
Yeah, that's cool.
And she happened to be here in the Pal Talk room. Grace, if you do have a mic, go ahead and take the mic, Bay, and give Angelina the validation.
Hi, Grace. I hope it was helpful for you.
Well, yes, it has been helpful for her, and so, you know, Angelina, I am just blown away. You know, you give a lot of details, and that's what we all are looking for, is a psychic and medium to deliver that to us. So She is definitely validating everything. And yes, Grace, we did hear you. So God bless you. Thank you for validating all of that to Angelina. I think it's important as a psychic to also hear, yes, you are right.
Absolutely. I think it's a good, I mean, we're fortunate that we get, I mean, it's learned by doing, you know. We understand how energy and our own energy person works through a session, and we learn more and gather more as we do more work. And that's why we are together in the journey, because if it weren't for clients or sitters or even radio hosts like you, we wouldn't have that opportunity to grow and expand, and we don't know it all. So I thank Grace for allowing me to be in all of your listeners, allowing me to be within their energy so that I can learn and grow as well too.
Angelina, you teach others how to develop their abilities, don't you?
I do, and I really enjoy it. It's something that, again, is a passion of mine, because I think to kind of diffuse and demystify and you know, like I said, mediums are not on pedestals, you know,
right.
and especially, you know, if you've run into some mediums who are egotistical, you recognize how human they really are. And it makes you kind of go, wait a minute, you know.
Right, I would say that they're not on a pedestal, but they're on some type of stool.
Well, I think that we need to recognize those that have developed their abilities to a phenomenal level, because it's when we developed at that level that we are truly able to help individuals in an incredible way. We're not just giving generalities, we're giving details. And Angelina, once again, you have proven that you've got an enormous gift, and your abilities are very, very advanced.
Oh, well, thank you. But I feel like we all can do this if we have the passion and we want to empower our lives or feel a connection to the other side. So I'm hopeful that it was helpful for people.
You think everybody could do this? Because I swear my husband was dropped on his head, because he's just not getting anything of it. I mean, here he is. He lives with two psychics, you know, and very strong psychics. And I'm going to call myself. It's not an ego thing. I know I am. But the fact of it is that, you know, when I say to him, do you see that? Do you see that? He's like, I don't see anything.
Well, I think that's a distinction that I'd like to make.
Okay.
I would agree that the three of us, when we do our work, we want to help people, correct?
Mm-hmm.
We have that passion, right?
Right.
We're born with it. It's something that drives us to work the long, wild hours that we work to help people. Now, I want to help people, but I don't necessarily want to be a brain surgeon.
Right.
I don't have the passion to go into people's brains and fix them. If I could, I would, but I don't have the passion to do it. So, to me, I feel like that need to help, that need to reach out and help someone, can live in many forms in our physical life, okay? Do I believe that a brain surgeon psychically, intuitively does their work? You bet your bibbies. I believe that for someone to go into someone's brain, don't you think they use their intuition?
Absolutely.
Okay. So in some ways, he's intuitive, but he's not doing readings.
Yeah, that's true. He is.
But a doctor might read a patient on whether or not, they're not ready for surgery. I'm just sensing it. So my point is, we can use our intuition, our ability to get information, and even contact our loved ones in any profession that we choose. Our passion is a different story. How we choose to utilize that intuition is an individual's path, an individual's journey. Mine happens to be literally doing psychic readings and mediumship readings and helping people connect. But it doesn't mean that if you're a lawyer, a doctor, a teacher, a preschool teacher, or anything like that, if you were to develop your psychic abilities, I believe that you would live your life in an enriching way, but an empowered way. So, yes, I believe everyone can do it. If someone's to the point where they don't see things or they don't want things, I would suggest, if I can make a suggestion about your husband, is that on some level, let him find his own way that he uses intuition. It's a pretty a daunting thing to have two psychics in the house.
I agree.
I mean, my husband has an agreement with me. You know, he makes me. He goes, look it. All right, we're married. I love you. I know you're psychic. You know I'm intuitive. But don't go picking my brain unless I give you permission. He's like, we have that agreement? I'm like, we have that agreement.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, I have a kid that does that to mom. He does that to mom, and I have to think it out of my head.
Yeah. So I guess the bottom line is if we honor our intuition and use it for the good, then we'll live that empowered life and see the wonderment of this work when we're meant to, not necessarily when we have to. That's how I look at it.
Oh, that's a good. I like the way you said that. And that's totally true, too, because he is recognizing his own intuition. In fact, he even recognized a guy saying something to him the other day at a store.
That's great.
And he came home and he says, this is what it means. Is this what it talks to me? And I was like, oh, yeah. And he goes, oh, I heard that one before.
Well, there you go.
Oh, very
Angelina,
good.
Are you still involved in research as far as being a psychic medium in research like you were for the Veritas program with Dr. Gary Swartz?
Well, the Veritas program did close down at the end of this last year, which was very sad because I really enjoyed being part of university work. And I also had the honor of working with Emily Kelly at the University of Virginia. As of this date, I'm on dock to work for the SOFIA project under Dr. Gary Swartz. It just hasn't started. The program really hasn't started. So I'm kind of like in the dock, in the bay, waiting for it to begin. Right now, my scientific affiliation is with the Forever Family Foundation. I know that they've had some EVP experiments in the past that I was involved in, and hopeful they'll be able to get the research and the donations to do some in the future. We are going to be doing, they have a conference coming up in November, on November 8th, where Tom and Lisa Butler, Claude Swanson, will be doing a talk in the morning, and then there's a fundraiser with the certified mediums. I'm one of those mediums in the afternoon. But on that weekend, we'll be doing actually an experiment, and it's part of the mediumship advisory board, where if you find out about the Forever Family Foundation, they actually have an advisory committee that is made up of people who have crossed over, and they have a scientist in place that actually has mediums involved on a panel, and we actually bring through spirit that's on the advisory board of the foundation, and they advise us about certain aspects about the foundation, things that are going on, things that are coming up. That was actually Dr. Gary Schwartz's idea many years ago when the foundation was formed. I did it last year, and looking forward to doing it this year. And it's interesting to see how some things come into play. But as far as any official research, I'm anxiously awaiting Dr. Swartz to get me started on the SOFIA project, and was very honored to be a part of the Veritas program and the University of Virginia, their program as well, with Emily Kelly. So I'm hopeful and anticipating more scientific research because I find it very fascinating, very interesting. Scientists are very much needed in this field.
Absolutely, yes.
But very different. I mean, you know, being a medium who, when you sense and get the validation and are blessed and honored to get that validation every day when a sitter allows you to go into their energy and to connect with their family, it's a little frustrating when you sit with a scientist who's playing the yes-no game with you and keeping things hidden and being blind for some reasons, but you understand the intention. And there's some cool things that happen. I can't get into the specifics of the research because it's not my place to do that. I'm not a scientist, so for me to disseminate the information would be unfair to the process of the scientific world. But I can tell you from my viewpoint, miracles have happened when you are allowed to work with a scientist and actually, like for the first 15, 20 minutes, you don't get a yes and no from the sitter. You just spill out information. And then at the end, you can also do a yes and no session. And then the sitter wraps up all the validation you got. It's amazing to me with and the way that a lot of scientists will work is we'll just give you the name of the deceased. That's it. That's all you get. And it's amazing to me how spirit comes through.
Absolutely.
Because of the intention. I mean, I'm always amazed when spirit comes through because it's just an amazing process.
Oh, it is.
But to me,
I agree.
But under the guise of scientists who are so rigid, spirit will say, so what? I'm still coming through because I love my loved one. You know, and to see, like, Dr. Gary Schwartz's eyes pop out of amazement or, you know, like, oh, my God, you know, to me.
Well, Angelina,
really cool.
I am just going to have to come your way, and you're just going to have to do an official introduction to Dr. Gary Schwartz because, you know, I am not a fan of entertainers. I'm a fan of intelligent minds, and I have got to be one of the biggest fans of Dr. Gary Schwartz.
Mm-hmm.
So pass along that message and tell him that we would love to have him on the show.
Oh, she would more than love. She's been trying to get him on the show since we started.
Well, I'll put a bug in his ear for you. How's that, Angela?
Well, thank you very much.
Okay. Oh, that just made her year.
Okay.
Absolutely.
He's a very fascinating man and very intelligent and very, I have to say I appreciate his bravery. We had on Signs of Life Radio, trying to remember the woman's first name, she wrote a book called Ghost Hunters, and it's based on the history of all the scientists from the last century who did experiments. And her last name is Blum, B-L-U-M. I feel so bad I can't remember her first name.
Okay.
But she made an interesting comment about she's been a scientific research writer for 15 years. She's written in the L.A. Times, the New York Times, Discovery Health, all these very amazing things. And she stepped out of the realm and wrote about the paranormal. And what's intriguing about me is some of the black backlash that she received from that, but she was brave to do it. Deborah, thank you.
Okay.
Fascinating woman. Reminded me a lot of Dr. Gary Schwartz's energy, because he stepped out of the sense of, you know what, there's something here. It may do something to my reputation, but I'm going to step out and say there's something here with mediums. Mediums are for real. And to have a scientist do that, and even to have Deborah Blum write that book, shows to me not only the important work that the foundation's doing, the Forever Family Foundation, but the fact that, you know, to step out of that intellect and move into the world of energy is a brave thing. And my hope is that when more and more scientists do that, we're going to have the other aspects of the world out there, the ones that are the naysayers, the doubters, the people that are very intellectually focused, maybe open up to their own psychic ability or their own energy. So I really admire Dr. Schwartz for taking that big leap and step, and also Deborah Blum, because that takes, for their world, you know, how constricted it is, and, you know, theory and hypothesis, and it just has to be to see it to believe it. The fact that they're willing to step out like that, to me, I really appreciate, and I admire them for that. So I can understand why you admire Dr. Schwartz. I really can.
Well, yes, I've followed the work for quite a while now, and I agree with you. I think that it took a lot of bravery to step out of the norm and into the abnormal. Of course, it's not really abnormal to us.
Right.
But you know, you have to admire somebody for that. Angelina, we've come to the end of the show here. We absolutely appreciate you being on the show, sharing your gifts with everyone. We're looking forward to the energy person releasing in October.
Yes.
And so where can we find you next?
Well, I actually do have a class that's coming up. It's in Glastonbury, Connecticut. It's called a Healing Meditation and Connection class. It's an all-day seminar, and there'll be lunch and breakfast and messages, and the morning is filled with ways to learn to connect if you're grieving, wanting to understand your guides, or even wanting to connect to, if you don't feel empowered in your life on a psychic level and you want to connect to that. I often think that that's kind of a grieving process we go through in our life when we miss a job or don't have a romantic figure we want in our life, we kind of have to grieve the kind of life we wanted that we didn't get. So if we look at that energy and trying to reconnect to the empowerment of who we are, or connect to the other side, or connect to our guides, the process is the same. The intention is just different. And I think if we can mirror that in our physical lives and know that we might have chaos around us, but if we know that it's only really one lesson we're going through and our guides are just showing us many different ways to solve it, we can live a more empowered, steady, foundational life. So that's what that's all about.
Grace is also saying to you again, thank you so much, Angelina.
Well, thank her for me and everyone who was willing to listen, and I hope that it was a help to them.
And real quickly on those beeps, actually, because I did pay attention to the time that they were the beeps were going, and it actually came up to me, it was 7-7-45, and then I got another beep at 51, and I'm actually picking up that this is a birthday of 7-7-1945, and the person was actually 51 years of age that died, would
wow.
have made them in 1996.
Huh.
So if you recognize that, let us know. If you're listening and this connection with you, let us know. And I also keep getting the name of Pearl, something regarding Pearl with it. So we'll have to see on that. Well, anyways, it's been a blast. Thank you so much. You know that you are welcome anytime to come back.
Well, thank you. And it's really an honor to be among two colleagues that are not egotistical and doing good work out there. So thank you so much.
And you and I are going to work on you coming out to California and doing some work out here.
Oh, I would love it. Oh,
yay.
I would absolutely love to do that.
Well, everybody stay tuned. This is Portal Paranormal Talk Radio. I'm your host, Tuesday Miles.
And I'm Angela Thomas.
And we will see you next week. God bless and take care of each other, please. Bye-bye.